Israel bombed southern Lebanon on Thursday and said it had arrested an Israeli citizen on suspicion of involvement in an Iranian-backed assassination plot targeting the prime minister, all a day after explosions of Hezbollah radios that came on the heels of blasts and booby-trapped pagers. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lebanon has been rocked again by exploding devices as walkie-talkies blew up around the country, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 450. The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. The second wave also deepens concern about the potentially indiscriminate casualties caused in the attacks, in which hundreds of blasts went off wherever the holder of the pager happened to be, in homes, cars, at grocery stores and in cafes, often with family or bystanders nearby. Experts have said booby traps are banned under international law. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Lebanese army carried out on Thursday a controlled explosion of a battery of a communications device in a town in southern Lebanon near the border with Israel. A United Nations committee on Thursday accused Israel of severe breaches of a global treaty protecting children's rights, saying its military actions in Gaza had a catastrophic impact on them and are among the worst violations in recent history. Over 41,000 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel launched its military campaign in response to cross-border attacks by Hamas on October 7th, where 1,200 were killed and 250 taken hostage. Palestinian health authorities said earlier this week that 11,355 of those killed in Gaza are children, based only on fully documented deaths. This is VOA News. The proceeds of frozen Russian assets will be allocated to meet Ukraine's urgent humanitarian needs for this winter, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday.
100 million euros for repair works and renewables, and these 100 million euros come from the proceeds of the immobilized Russian assets in the European Union. Because it is only right that Russia pays for the destruction it caused. We know that more is needed, so we must keep transferring part of the proceeds from immobilized Russian assets to Ukraine's energy resilience.
Germany is set to approve close to 400 million euros in additional military aid to Ukraine, according to a finance ministry letter seen by Reuters on Thursday. Nigeria's Hydrological Services Agency has warned of potential flooding in 11 states after neighboring Cameroon said it was starting to release water from one of its largest dams following recent heavy rainfall. Reuters correspondent Arti Thayeparan has more.
Nigeria's hydrological group said it was notified by authorities in Cameroon that they had started controlled water releases from Lagdo Dam, one of its largest. Cameroon has several dams on the Benue River, which flows downstream to Nigeria. The Nigerian side says dam managers in Cameroon plan to release water gradually to prevent flooding, but it's urging state and federal authorities to be prepared. The country is already grappling with severe floods in the northeastern Borno state after a dam's walls burst from heavy rains. Nigeria is prone to flooding, but critics say defective infrastructure and poor planning add to the problem.
That was Reuters correspondent Arti Thayeparan. The United Nations Security Council discussed on Wednesday the situation in Sudan's Al-Fashir, warning of the consequences of mass violence on civilians.
The stakes could not be higher. The risk of the escalation of fighting, fueling a dangerous ethnic dimension of this conflict, is well known. So are the destabilizing effects for the entire region.
That was Martha Ama Akyapobi, the Assistant Secretary General for Africa, Departments of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs and Peace Operations.
The current wave of fighting marks the latest chapter of violence in El Fasher and occurs amidst a month-long siege and attack on the city at the hands of the Rapid Support Forces. This has caused appalling levels of suffering for the civilian population, including famine conditions.
Over 12,000 people have died in the Sudanese war. For more stories and expanded coverage, you can head to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.
More. Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.